following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
Evolution is the reigning scientific theory of biology, providing in the minds of many an explanation for how life has arisen and developed on Earth without divine intervention. The theory has been embraced by those who do not like the idea of a creator God. However, removing God from the role of creator and designer is not an act that occurs in isolation. Embracing evolution and the worldview associated with it has had powerful consequences for our society and our lives. You need to know what they are. Join us today on Tomorrow's World as we examine three dangerous lies of evolution. Greetings and welcome to Tomorrow's World. We're very glad to have you here. In 1859, Charles Darwin published his book, On the Origin of Species, that advanced the idea that the rich and seemingly endless variety and diversity of life on planet Earth has evolved from past common ancestors through natural selection acting on random variations. The theory of evolution has been tweaked and adjusted over the last more than 150 years, but it remains the predominant biological theory of our time. The belief that somehow billions of years ago, some simple form of microscopic life arose on Earth through materialistic physical means, and then over the eons that followed, that life evolved and advanced in complexity through blind, directionless processes into the stunning array of life forms that we see on Earth today, including human beings, all without the intervention of God or any other intelligent creator, that is a central pillar of dogma in the halls of science today. And to question evolution is to invite derision and censure as a heretic departing from the faith. And yet question it many do. Not just the religious, but scientists and atheists too, and for scientific reasons. As merely one example, in his 2012 book, Mind and Cosmos, atheist Thomas Nagel, who certainly believes in no God whatsoever, has called attention to many fundamental and conceptual problems inherent in evolutionary theory. For instance, he writes, "It is prima facie highly implausible that life as we know it is the result of a sequence of physical accidents together with the mechanism of natural selection. My skepticism is not based on religious belief or on a belief in any definite alternative. It is just a belief that the available scientific evidence, in spite of the consensus of scientific opinion, does not in this matter rationally require us to subordinate the incredulity of common sense." Yet the debate between the false belief that mankind evolved over millennia from some protoplasmic bit of goo, as opposed to the belief that there is a transcendent and intelligent creator and designer of the universe, is more than just an academic curiosity. Beliefs do have consequences. We believe nothing in a vacuum. Jesus Christ explained in Luke 6:45 that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. The ideas we hold to be true, the concepts that we believe, and by which we order our view of the world do have consequences, and we cannot accept those beliefs without also experiencing those consequences. The theory of evolution is no exception. When we choose, in spite of its scientific difficulties and unproven propositions, to believe the theory of evolution, we will experience as well the consequences and implications of that theory. And the impact of the belief system that evolution entails is vast. Today, we're going to discuss only a few of them. Three Dangerous Lies of Evolution. We'll also give you a chance to request your own copy of one of the most life-changing booklets we have ever produced, Your Ultimate Destiny. This easy-to-read booklet is absolutely free and will reveal to you the shocking truth about God's incredible and beautiful purpose for human existence and your life. Be sure to watch for the order information that will appear on your screen from time to time during the program so you don't miss out. The first dangerous law of evolution that we'll discuss today is that man is merely another animal. This sort of thinking has led to complete lunacy. In December of 2013, an organization called the Non-Human Rights Project filed lawsuits in New York City in which the claimed plaintiffs were four chimpanzees seeking to give the chimps legal rights under the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and the full status of autonomous legal persons. Of the same spirit, Ingrid Newkirk, one of the co-founders of PETA, or the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, famously stated, "Animal liberationists do not separate out the human animal, so there is no rational basis for saying that a human being has special rights. A rat is a pig, is a dog, is a boy." Really? A rat is a pig, is a dog, is a boy. That is an utterly false and contemptible view of humanity. God's word declares that mankind is created in the very image of God himself. No other creature on earth has such a unique connection to the divine creator God. No other creature crafted by the loving hands of that same God has the same capacity to think and reason, to create out of sheer joy, or to possess a spirit that makes us a beautiful mirror of our rational, creative God. As society increasingly accepts the evolutionary lie that we're merely animals, our civilization has increasingly descended into a society of animals where we follow nothing but the dictates of our own instincts and desires. Our own wants and hungers crowd out any concerns of the wants and needs of others. Rather than embrace this lie, you need the truth. The free booklet we're making available this week, Your Ultimate Destiny, is the antidote to a worldview based on the lies of evolution. In this sometimes delightfully shocking booklet, Roderick C. Meredith explains in great detail the truth about the purpose of your life, a truth that most of what is called Christianity has denied and suppressed for centuries, yet which cannot be denied and cannot be suppressed when it's laid out for you in the pages of your own Bible. It is perhaps the most uplifting and hopeful information I personally have ever read, and upon reading it, your life will never be the same. The secret of your purpose for existence has been kept from you for far too long. Don't let it be kept from you for another day. Request your free booklet right now.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Today we're looking at three of the dangerous lies spun by the theory of evolution. The first was, man is merely another animal. The second lie we'll examine is this: there is no absolute standard of morality. God is good. God is love. And as our Creator, God commands us to be like Him. As Jesus commands us in Matthew 5 and verse 48, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. In his word, he shows us how, providing us the law, the Ten Commandments, as well as the teachings and the living example of his Son, Jesus Christ. God condemns lying. He condemns murder. He commands us to be 100% faithful to our husbands or wives, to love our neighbor as ourselves. The God of biblical Christianity absolutely does prescribe an absolute moral code. And he holds mankind, his creation, accountable to that moral code for our own good and benefit. Yet, as many have noted, taken to its rational conclusions, in a world of only material causes, the theory of evolution tells us that no such divine, objective, and absolute standard of morality exists. At its core, evolution is a heartless and merciless concept. The idea that life advances only as the strong dominates the weak, with no goal other than reproduction of your own kind, regardless of the cost to others in suffering and pain. In his groundbreaking book, The Selfish Gene, biologist Richard Dawkins, considered by many to be the high priest of evolution, makes an important observation. He writes, "My own feeling is that a human society based simply on the gene's law of universal ruthless selfishness would be a very nasty society in which to live. But unfortunately, however much we may deplore something, it does not stop it being true." To his credit, Dawkins argues that understanding that evolution is ruthless and merciless allows us to choose to struggle against our natures for what he calls a common good. And yet, apart from a living God, what is the common good? Apart from a creator, in a purely material world, there is no objective common good at all. In a world in which mankind has simply evolved as just another animal through blind acts of molecules and chemicals, there's no source of any higher moral law to be concerned about. The lion isn't guilty of murder when it kills and eats the zebra. The cobra isn't guilty of theft or infanticide when it steals eggs from a nest. In his book, The Humanist Alternative, famed philosopher and secular humanist Paul Kurtz notes that if a man is a product of evolution, one species among others, in a universe without purpose, then man's option is to live for himself. The concepts of time and chance that serve as the gods of the evolutionary creation fantasy set no standards of behavior, establish no right or wrong, provide no force or authority to the idea that selfishness is bad or loving others is good. There is nothing in the concept of evolution that serves to condemn the Holocaust of World War II or to denounce a serial rapist or child abuser. If the Nazis acted as human lions and their victims were the equivalent of human zebras, evolution has nothing to say about the matter. Frankly, all things are permitted. And yet the Holocaust was not just a morally neutral event. It was a grievous evil. The many slaughters of Joseph Stalin are more than statistics in a history book. They were atrocities. Defending the weak and innocent is good, not merely a temporary cultural preference. Just as torturing a child for fun is and always will be an act of evil. This lie of evolution that there is no absolute morality is dangerous indeed. And increasingly it seems we are living in Richard Dawkins' very nasty society, in which many seem to believe that all things are permitted. Yet the third of evolution's lies that we'll discuss today is perhaps the most dangerous of them all. But first, let me give you another opportunity to request the booklet you'll be receiving today, Your Ultimate Destiny. This free booklet reveals one of the most astonishing secrets of the Bible and makes plain the purpose of human life, your life, that scientists, preachers, and priests fail to understand. As one of our viewers in Australia recently said, "I have just finished reading the free booklet I requested entitled Your Ultimate Destiny. I was just amazed. It really was a revelation to me and just so exciting. I just wish to share my absolute delight and amazement. So many scriptures came to life, and so much that seemed enigmatic on past reading now fit into the puzzle. P.S., this information is life-changing. For centuries, the Bible's true explanation for the purpose of your life has been suppressed and ignored, even by religious teachers. But you need to know the awe-inspiring truth. Request your free copy today.
To request today's free informative offer, visit us on the internet at tomorrowsworld.org. Go to tomorrowsworld.org.
Welcome back. In the last two segments, we have discussed two of the dangerous lies inherent in the theory of evolution, as its most powerful proponents explain it. Lie number one was that man is merely another animal. Lie number two was that there is no absolute standard of morality. And yet this third lie is perhaps the most dangerous, the most devious, and the most damaging of them all. It is that man has no purpose. Why were you born? Why were any of us born? What is our reason for being alive? Why does mankind exist? Why do I exist? What is my purpose for being and the meaning of my life? As human beings, we seem almost compelled to ask these questions. Even King David of Israel did so, asking in Psalm 8 and verse 4, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?" We need to know there is a meaning to our lives. We need purpose. We crave purpose. We long to know that our life has value and significance. When we're suffering or going through difficult times, we need to know that there's a purpose behind it all. That we're not just experiencing everything we're experiencing for nothing. That our lives really do mean something in the larger scheme of things. It is that sense of purpose and meaning in life that enriches our lives, gives us hope, and equips us with what we need to endure the inevitable trials and times of suffering that arise in our lives. Viktor Frankl, the famous psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor, once wrote in his classic work, Man's Search for Meaning, "What man actually needs is not a tensionless state, but rather the striving and struggling for a worthwhile goal, a freely chosen task. What he needs is not the discharge of tension at any cost, but the call of a potential meaning waiting to be fulfilled by him." Frankl had learned through his experience in World War II, surviving the concentration camp system that killed many of his family members, including his wife, that mankind had a need for meaning and purpose. It's something essential to our makeup and composition. Yet evolution deprives us of a true purpose for our being. Now, many believers in evolution who long not to be expelled from the atheist paradise they believe evolution provides them try to counter that you're free to decide your own purpose and to imagine your own meaning of life. But in the end, this proves hollow and empty. We don't want to fantasize about a meaning to our life. We have a need to know that our concept of the purpose of our life isn't subject to our flights of fancy, but are rooted in something true, meaningful, and eternal. Deep down, we know that if there's no objective, real meaning and purpose to our lives, in the end, we can't pretend otherwise. In this need, however, evolution provides no comfort, according to some of its most ardent defenders. As physicist and popular evangelist of atheism, Lawrence Krauss has exclaimed, concerning human life, even the planet we're on and the stars above our heads, we're just a bit of pollution. If you got rid of us, then the universe would be largely the same. We're completely irrelevant. These views have consequences. Without purpose, there's no real hope. You know, the nonprofit organization Suicide.org has noted that the global suicide rate over the last 45 years has grown by 60%. Mankind needs purpose and hope. Is there any purpose or hope in being just a bit of pollution? Is there any meaning in being completely irrelevant? Is there nothing left for us but to eat, survive, and exist in a world where we know our life has no meaning and no purpose? Absolutely not. The lie that we're nothing but a bag of chemicals or a naked ape simply biding our time until we expire and return to dust and nothingness is a damnable deception from Satan the devil. We'll discuss it further in the final segment of today's program. But since our time is running out, I want to give you a final opportunity to request today's free information, our booklet titled Your Ultimate Destiny. This booklet will lay out the plain scriptures for you and show you beyond doubt the life-changing truth of your eternal purpose and unlock the wondrous mystery of human life. Our time is coming to a close. Just call, write, or click and discover the joy of your ultimate destiny today.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. Today we have looked at three dangerous lies of evolution. Lie number one was, man is merely another animal. Lie number two was, there is no absolute standard of morality. And lastly, lie number three was, man has no purpose. When we left off before the break, we were discussing the third lie, and it is truly a satanic deception. Life, human life, your life, does have meaning and vibrant purpose. Your trials and tests and difficulties in this life do mean something. They mean more than you currently know. God once sought to encourage ancient Israel in its darkest days with the comforting words we see in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And the eternal Creator God also holds out for you, you sitting in your chair or on your sofa or in your kitchen, a real and glorious future and hope, a purpose. That purpose is far richer and far more profound than we have time to fully explain today here at the end of our program. That's why we've created the free, easy-to-read booklet that we're sending out to all who request it during this offer to go into the inspiring detail that we just don't have time for here, but we can get a taste of it. Note this passage in Romans chapter 8, speaking of a future time of wonder for not only those who've given their lives over to Jesus Christ, but for all the universe. We begin in verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Those who are resurrected at Christ's return become the Creator's own children and called sons of God. And their transformation is of such consequence that the entirety of creation, the whole universe, is affected. Why? What does the purpose of man have to do with the liberation of all reality? From the earth beneath our feet to the very planets, stars, and galaxies in the heavens, even the order of the spirit realm itself. What does God hold in store for you personally that has anything to do with the cosmos and the universe beyond this world? All of this is related to the mystery of your purpose, your every trial and difficulty, as well as your every joy and triumph. Hold the potential to further that purpose. And knowing that purpose gives us unimaginable strength and courage in our difficulties. Science cannot find this purpose. Logic alone cannot deduce it. And today's preachers, pastors, and priests generally do not know what it is. For all their studies, it remains a mystery to them. While most religious preachers in nominal Christianity talk of, say, going to heaven when you die or gazing upon the face of God, the true purpose of man is something so far above and so far superior to anything they have ever taught from their gilded pulpits. Yet, open your Bibles, and there it is. The most hopeful and encouraging purpose one could ever imagine. The reason God formed you in your mother's womb and gave you life, ready to be seen in the pages of God's Word by those who know how to look. You need to know God's mysterious purpose for your life, your ultimate destiny. Don't settle for anything less than learning your purpose and the meaning of your life. The devil has kept this information from you for far, far too long. Deep down, you know there is more to your life. You need to know what that is. Evolution may offer us lies, but they're only truly dangerous to those who are not armed with the truth. The devil may seek to enslave us in our minds with his deceptions, but as Jesus Christ said almost 2,000 years ago, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I am glad you've been with us today. In addition to the free booklet we're sending in this week's offer, you can also check us out online and on our ever-popular feeds on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, you can also come right back here at this time next week. Roderick Meredith, Richard Ames, Rod King, and I will be back to discuss with you unique prophetic insights and life-changing principles from the pages of your own Bible, and to proclaim to the world the return of Jesus Christ and the coming kingdom of God. Until we see you again, take care.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.